Kristen Shore is a peace activist from New York. She was among a group that stormed the Church of the Nativity last week, taking much-needed food inside. Ms. Shore, what's the feeling among those inside the church waiting for this matter to be resolved?
I think that people are really feeling resolved to sit and wait. I mean, they've been told from day one of this Israeli siege on the Church of the Nativity that it would be over within 24 hours, and we're now going on 40 days. They're very relieved to have gotten some food inside when we came in, but unfortunately our supplies only lasted a couple of days. But yesterday a group of women from Bethlehem were able to sneak a little bit of food in through a door, and it was quite celebratory because we were completely out at that point. And so it was much needed relief for the 150 or so people that have been trapped inside here for over a month.
What are conditions like inside the church?
There are many ill people because they've not had a proper meal in so long. There are many that are suffering from severe wounds. I've seen two people have regular seizures. There are many that don't get out of bed, and the beds are made of a blanket and a pillow on the floor. There's also one man was shot just the other day by a sniper. He was shot in the left lung, and he didn't live more than an hour.
How were you able to get into the church with the Israeli army surrounding the place?
This was about my sixth attempt to get into the church. Other times I've tried to get in with by walking around an ambulance that we had filled full of medical supplies and food, and we were stopped by Israeli tanks and military who were firing warning shots at us. I've had other times where I've walked up carrying bags of food and been just confronted on foot. This time, I mean, I think we were quite lucky. One of the soldiers that was in a tank right in front of the church in Manger Square was giving an interview to a group of press, and there were three different groups of us, and we just all came from different spots and headed for the door, all carrying bags of food. And some of us made it in, and some of us didn't.
Why are you there? Why is this important for you to be there?
Because we, as Concerned International, feel that we must draw attention to this matter, and also that it's so, so important that they were able to receive some food.
And the shootings?
A man was shot by a sniper and killed, as I mentioned, and also there are several bullet holes coming from the outside in around the exterior of the building that I can see when I'm in the courtyards. There are also many windows that have been shot through. A fresco has damage from a sniper bullet that hit it as well.
How long do you plan to stay there?
I plan to stay until the Palestinians are allowed to go.
Why?
Because we don't feel that that they are secure at all if there isn't an international presence here, if there's not somebody that's forcing others in the international community to pay attention to this situation. I mean, I have to say that there does seem to be a lot more attention being placed on it, unfortunately, just because there are some internationals inside. But in fact, there have been, you know, at first there were over 200 Palestinians stuck inside here, and it didn't get as much press as it has since the internationals showed up.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kristen Shore is a peace activist from New York. She's inside the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem.